The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Elmo is so proud of Graham for getting a colonoscopy. That's so brave. And Elmo is happy that it's healthy inside of Graham's bottom. Elmo just wanted Graham to know that Elmo gives a fart. And Elmo hopes that soon Graham can give a fart without messing up his undies. Okay, Elmo loves you. Bye.
That is so thoughtful. Thank you, Elmo.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, everything. I said that was one of the toughest parts about going through the whole colonoscopy process. I hope I inspired some other people to get checked because, like, the buildup and you know, the prep for it and stuff, yeah, it's not the best thing in the world, but, like, whatever. It's really, at the end of the day, it's no big deal, and right. You're doing it for your long-term health. Like, you want to be around for your kids and be around for all that stuff. So do that. But the hardest thing for me is post-colonoscopy is regaining that trust, you know, that trust that you have in your ability to, and then not just ruin a pair of underwear. And so I've been slowly, baby steps, been rebuilding that trust. Good. It's a process, you guys. It's not going to happen overnight. And I've talked to my counselor about it, and we're working out a 10-step plan.
Happy for you,
Graham. To someday have that trust again.
Aw, yeah. That's good. Hey, Cheedy's in here. Hi, Cheedy.
Hey.
Morning, Cheedy.
Cheedy's in here Fridays, and she tweets a lot during the week. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Let's just say the fine men are out.
Okay, where?
Yeah, They're where are
they?
In
Ohio, y'all.
Oh, was my God.
In Ohio.
Yes, listen. But you said your husband was in Texas.
Yeah.
And then New Orleans. Now he's in Ohio.
He's just everywhere.
Your husbands are everywhere. Yeah. Okay.
Everywhere but here. It seems anytime you travel, you're like, oh, my husband's definitely here. This is where all the fine men are. But here, you just don't see a single fine man.
I mean, I do, but not one that I want to, like, marry.
Okay, that makes sense. I get it.
So you're walking around Ohio. You see some fine men, and you're like, marriage vibes, for sure.
No, just they're fine vibes. Maybe not marriage.
Lust vibes. Loins ablaze vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did these, because you said you went to Columbus, Ohio for a wedding, which I know is like a pretty big college town. These are just like college frat bros that are out just like pre-gaming for the big Ohio State game. Go Buckeyes!
Surprise, it was at my hotel. So a lot of people were watching the game at my hotel. So there was a lot of people that got like brought in. I don't know if they're from like out of state or what, like where they came from, but they weren't like 18 to like 20. I feel like they're a little bit older.
Okay.
So you see these men, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, what's your move?
Yeah. How do you approach them?
They're drinking. They're free gaming. I don't approach them. Why not?
So you do absolutely nothing. You just tweet about it?
Yeah. Literally just go on my phone and tweet about it and then just go about my day.
That's not helping advance the ball here, so
not
to speak.
At all.
What did these for the not so fine men here in the Bay Area that aren't good enough for you? What did these guys look like? Like, what did they have? Like, give me some physical traits or something, or what do they look like? A description so we know here for the not so fine men in the Bay Area, like what you're looking for.
I don't think it's a physical thing.
No,
right?
Obviously, like what's it called? It's like
your type?
My type is everywhere, like everything. I don't have a type, so I don't know.
Good to know. I mean, not for me personally, for everyone else. Just let me get that out there.
Got it. But I'm still like, what were these that drove you to go tweet about it? Anything? Any descriptors?
I just think it's because I live here, so I'm so used to seeing, you know, like people who kind of look alike over here. So seeing someone in a different state is just different. So I think I like the different. You know, their accents.
I've never heard people in the Bay Area described as all looking the same.
Well,
but
you know,
the Bay Area is like one of the most diverse.
It's really diverse, but I feel like
yes, there is.
So from me previously, you know, having to date out here before, you know, finding my man, and from other girlfriends that have been single and having a date in the Bay, it's not like a physical thing. The men here, they're fine. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But it's just the fact that they all lie and cheat.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You can't say all.
That is
but
such
yeah,
a...
Not all, but the ones that most of them, the ones that you're trying to date.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ohio guys, they're faithful.
They're guys in general, GD, so I feel like it's going to be a struggle anywhere you go, honestly.
Go find a girl instead.
Yeah, seriously.
You don't have a type. Try women.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered that?
No.
Like, we got a lot of fine ladies in there.
Yeah. It's not cheating in Ohio because it's their cousins, so that doesn't count.
Do they do that in Ohio?
That's gross.
Ohio's some... Yeah, okay.
moving on.
Moving to Nigeria doesn't seem like a bad idea at all. I'm so tired.
Like, is they have better beds there?
Your husband there?
I don't know. My husband is not in Nigeria. But they don't have better beds. But I just feel like I just need a break from California, from America. And just want, I really just want to travel to like a different country. And then I have like a passport and citizenship in Nigeria. So I feel like it'll be easier for me to go over there.
And you have family there too, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of family there.
Is this just a strictly just I'm tweeting this as an idea, or have you actually considered packing up and go?
Good question.
And you're saying you're tired of all like the political noise and all the turmoil and stuff that's going on here in the United States. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Take me with you.
It's just a thought. I don't think I'll actually go through with it because the weather there is pretty hot. And I don't know.
So is Fairfield.
Yeah, but like Nigeria is it's tropical hot.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want you to move anywhere. That would be so
bad. It was just a little thought.
It's like too bad you can't anyway. Yeah. So.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, you guys, the long-awaited iHeartRadio Music Festival is this weekend. And if you're not going to Vegas, you can still enjoy the festival. By the way, that's Diplo, Jelly Roll, LL Cool J, Maroon 5, Mariah Carey, Glorilla, Ed Sheeran, and more. Kicks off tonight, 7:30. You can listen live on the iHeartRadio app or watch it live on Hulu tonight and tomorrow night.
Still waiting for my invite to that.
Me too.
I feel like I work here. All right, the San Francisco Giants lost last night in the first game of their series to the Dodgers in L.A. The Giants mustered up just one hit in the game. They lost 2-1. With the loss, the Giants have now fallen to three games back of the Mets for the final wildcard spot, and the Reds and the Diamondbacks have both moved ahead of them in that race to get that spot. Game two of this four-game series with the Dodgers tonight at 7:10. And I need to make one correction, as several times this week, everybody let me say that the Giants were playing that last series against the D-bags here at Oracle. That one was in Arizona. Only one person finally corrected me yesterday after I'd already made an ass of myself all week. So, sorry. Colonoscopy prep brain, but appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Morning clouds with some sprinkles today. We'll get some sunshine in the afternoon. Highs will increase a little more from yesterday. They'll be in the mid-70s to low-80s, and we'll have a nice weekend, you guys, with highs in the mid-80s as well.
Nice. Hey, Libra besties.
Hey.
Your day's an 8 out of 10 today. Keep it light this morning. Don't lock in travel plans, big purchases, or anything major just yet. On the bright side, though, you might feel a little boost in your money flow.
Oh, okay. I love that for you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have a talk back about what Chidi was just saying, that dating out here is hard. So you said that all the men here in the Bay, they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
Not physically, but just their other...
Yeah.
Characteristics when it comes to relationships.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Teresa. Happy Friday. Weekend's here. Chidi, I completely understand where you're coming from. I'm married, so it's not like I'm out there dating, but I see how guys here, they all kind of work and live the same lifestyle, talk the same, kind of like the same things, do the same things. There's really nothing. It's bland, right? So when you go to other states, you're exposed to different...
Wow. Shots fired this morning at Bay Area Men. You hear that? You're bland.
Yikes. Would you like to respond? Chidi, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. But I do love the men out here still. Just not for me.
All
not
Bay Area marriage, guys catching strays marriage. This morning for no reason.
I mean, I tried it. It's not like I didn't, but yeah.
But aren't you basing this off of incredibly minute sample size?
That's all I need.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's her experience, you can say that to anyone. Like, that is their dating experience, though. That's
yeah, but choice. I just, like, I have trouble saying that, like, I dated, a couple women here in the Bay Area. All Bay Area women are trash. You're all boring and bland and ugly. Like, that's the most ludicrous statement be made.
Chidi, you are a little picky. We've had so many people leave talkbacks that want to, like, take you out, and you wouldn't even, like, look their way.
Agreed.
So I wouldn't necessarily say your type is everything.
Because it's not. That's a good point.
Yeah. So
I didn't say everything. I just said I don't really like different. I like different races, you know, different.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's no specific
type,
look.
But no women.
Like type.
No.
But.
Okay. Not for me personally.
Not yet, right?
Yeah. Just to clarify.
Let's talk about the appropriate time to talk about your kids.
About the deed.
About what?
About, you know, the The birds and the bees.
You said the deed, like the deed to your house or like the title to your car or something?
No. Like the birds and the bees.
The talk.
Like nature.
The talk.
Got it.
Because parents and educators seem to think that there is one thing that parents are doing wrong, and that is waiting way too long. Mm. So I want to ask you guys, you both are parents, you both have kids, not together, I know. But when do you guys think is the appropriate time to have this conversation so that it's maybe the least awkward?
Like at what age?
At what age? Because I think no matter what, it's going to be an awkward situation. And there's no avoiding it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is.
That's what my mom did. I'm still waiting for the talk.
Yes.
I don't even know how things work. Yeah.
So there is avoiding it, but you might not want to do that. You might want to actually talk to your kids about it. So when is that?
I would
that
think
right
like 11-ish.
11?
10, really 11. Young.
10? Oh, man. I was going to say 22.
What? 22?
Yeah, I feel like we'll both be able to really talk about it then, you know.
You got to talk about it earlier.
Yeah. Dang it. Like, I think it's got to be, obviously, before they hit, I don't know, 17, 18.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, wait, well,
but I mean, like, I think it starts, at least with girls, you know, their bodies start going through changes and you want them to be informed.
Yeah.
So they say don't wait too long. They also say don't try to give them all the information at once.
I would agree with that.
So they say do the drip, drip, drip.
Come on.
Jess,
you're
saying. We're on the radio.
This is what experts recommend.
What is that?
It's called the drip, drip, drip method.
Whoa.
Hey, we're on the radio.
Talking about kids.
Yeah.
They say just give them little bits of information here and there, kind of like when a sponge is dripping water. Just like drip, drip, drip.
Why the wet, juicy sponge? We don't need those. We don't need a wet-ass sponge involved in this.
That's the metaphor they use.
This is gross.
You know, I don't like that.
Because you know how they say kids absorb information like a sponge?
Oh.
But you don't want to fully wet the sponge.
Selena, it's the WAP system. Wet-ass pieces of information.
Yes. There you go.
So will you be using the WAP system with your children, Graham?
I'm like, Quinn, I need to talk to you about WAP.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Don't wet ass pieces of information, yes. Just little juicy nuggets drip, I'm going to be dropping throughout the day.
All right, parents, there's your advice for the day.
Like, how do you work that into a conversation? Like, just try that out. Just say, like, you're talking to your kid, you're packing their school lunch, making a sandwich. How are you going to just weave in one little nugget about sex ed?
Oh, God. You know, as you get older, you're going to start to have feelings for somebody.
No, it's got to be like, you see me spreading this mayo? Well, one night I was.
I spread. Whoa! Yeah, see?
Whoa! You have to tie it into what you're doing.
Yes.
Oh, God.
These are little juicy nuggets that you're dropping in.
Oh, my God. I don't envy parents. I do not envy the things you have to do.
You see how I slapped this meat onto this bread of this sandwich?
Well, let me tell
you
about one.
No. You may have the urge to begin slapping your own meat someday.
Ew.
All right,
this is a family show.
I'm grossed out enough. We're moving on. Uber might be.
See how your mom just handled the pickle that I'm now slicing for this sandwich?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Jess is just telling us, no, when you're having the talk with the kids, it's not the talk, like just one. It's the, you know, you got to drip, drip, drip.
Yeah.
That's the method.
Yeah. Just over time. Just keep on dripping.
Guys, good morning. Dennis from Tracy, California. I think that is not really a real perfect time to start talking about that, but my son is 13. He already knows almost everything because he learned everything pretty much from school, and then I added the stuff here and there. My daughter being 10, we held back a little more, and she knows a little stuff here and there, but like we do the dripping thing, right? Just a little information here and there, but me being Brazilian, we're very open to that.
Okay, so there you go. Like there's a dad and says he does the dripping thing with his daughter.
Dripping works.
I'd have to call CPS, but that technique works, yeah. interesting.
Will you guys be trying the drip, drip, drip method?
I think it's probably better than the one super awkward, lengthy sit down where you're so nervous that what I'm going to say is probably not going to come out right. And my kids are so uncomfortable because of how awkward it is that what I'm going to say to them, they're probably tuning out because of how uncomfortable it is. It probably is best to, can we call it the sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle method or something?
Thank you. I like that better.
I will be sprinkling some information in here and there when appropriate rather than the drip, drip, drip.
Are you guys a little nervous about them finding, like he said, you know, his son already knew all these things just from school?
By the time I started talking to my daughter about anything, she was like, Mom, like, I already know.
Yeah, I have the
Oh my God.
Just from friends, just from.
Right. The internet, too.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know. I don't want to think the internet, but she did. Like, I assume from friends.
It's right. Definitely.
Don't see that. All right.
Well, the friends have learned on the internet then, at least. Yeah. You know what I mean? The internet plays a factor in this. Big, big factor.
I can see that. All right. So Uber says that as soon as next year, they could be having helicopter services on their platform. This is already a thing in New York. I mean, they've been doing this for years, but it wasn't like a statewide, like anyone could use it, but it was mainly just for transportation to, I think, one of the airports or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they're now teaming up with Joby Aviation. I don't really know what that is, but they're a pretty big deal. And they say they could have helicopter services integrated into the platform as soon as next year. And that routes and pricing, although not available now, it will be appealing to consumers.
Appealing to consumers with large wallets. Yeah. You mean to tell me, I'm like, hey, I'd like to take a helicopter ride from Chase Center, you know, back across, you know, so I can avoid Bay Bridge traffic home from a game or something. Like, that it ain't going to be cheap. It's not. It's not going to be affordable to the norms, to the masses. Not a chance. It's a helicopter.
And what will be, like, the pickup points? Like, how do I say, like, is it just going to pick me up wherever I'm at? Like,
it'll probably still be airports. I'm assuming, because where else can they pick you up at?
Helicopters can land on a lot more spaces than a plane can land. So it's to Jess's point, you probably just walk out into the
open field.
Yeah, big plaza out there in front of Chase Center, and then you just turn the light on your phone
I'm
and
here for
wave
this.
It up towards the sky. You probably turn your flashlight on and just wave it around until they see you. And they just land.
They're saying it's going to be available in the most populated cities in the world. I mean, I'm just assuming San Francisco would be one of those. But like... Whoa. Imagine you're like going on a date and the guy's got like a helicopter waiting for you. Like,
that's cute.
Yeah, I would like that.
Me too.
Aren't we moving away from helicopters? All this like self-flying car and stuff is more like it's more like drone technology. Like helicopters, they're crashing all the time. The new like drone technology stuff with multiple, they're like quadcopter type stuff. You see all the flying cars or like the world's first flying like bike looking thing. You see those videos of all that stuff. Like it's a totally different technology, also electric. Aren't we moving towards that? I thought that's the direction we
are
going.
But we're not there yet. So in the meantime, dang, can a girl get a helicopter ride? What's, I've never been on one. Like,
I'm good on the helicopter rides. Not necessary.
No although thanks. Imagine that charge if you happen to, you know, after a night out, throw up in there.
helicopter.
That's going to be pricey.
The Uber already charges like, what, $300 or so?
They do?
If you throw up, in their car.
I know there's a cleaning fee, but no, it's $300.
Oh, it's definitely up there, yeah.
Oh my God.
So don't do it.
It's tough to get that smell out of the leather seats.
Ew.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, Selena, Graham, and Jess. I want to say that you guys are so special to me in my heart. And, sorry. but... You guys are amazing, and I appreciate you guys so, so much, more than you guys will ever know. But thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, that's a very sweet,
super sweet message.
Back. Thank you so much.
Love the feedback. Thank you for listening to the show and being a part of the JV Show fam. But she even herself acknowledged something in the middle of that talkback. Did she have an oopsie there in the middle of the
talkback? Can we take another listen to that
part? Yes, please.
Sorry.
And then it happened again.
Yeah, but what? I couldn't really hear the second one, but she did say, like something happened. What? Play that one last, that just the sound there. What are we hearing? Is this, in fact, a fart?
Sorry.
What is that?
I'm thinking either that or like a baby.
Farting?
Possibly.
Got it.
But I don't know for sure.
Oh, man. Man, I'm gonna be laying awake at night wondering about this.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, we went down a David rabbit hole yesterday. By we, I mean myself and Jess and Chidi. Graham, you said you did not get sucked into this.
I stayed out of David's hole. Yeah.
How? Like, how could you?
You guys were going to update me on the entire thing.
I could not stay away. So yeah, a lot of videos were surfacing yesterday. And again, just to recap, if you don't know who David is the singer who's come under fire because there was, a chopped up body found in the trunk of his Tesla. He's currently on tour. He'll be at the Warfield tonight, by the way. Just checked. Show's still not canceled. You can go buy tickets to this still.
Dude,
so it looks like it's going on.
Show happens,
that's
right?
That's what I thought. But anyways, so yesterday, because as he's being investigated, people were finding videos and they have not aged well. Uh-oh. By the way, there's a lot of evidence of him with the victim showing that they were in a relationship. Like there's video of them together on a live stream. And then at the end of it, they even asked the moderators like, hey, delete the stream when it's over. Like, we don't want this. God. We don't want this out there. And then I saw a video that he had reposted of somebody. Somebody was like chopping up some chicken and he had reposted it and the caption was something to the effect of like me if I like catch her talking to other guys or if I'm because I'm jealous or it was something like that.
Whoa.
Right.
Like,
is
so
that confirmed to be real?
It was something that he had reposted.
Got it.
He didn't create it. He had reposted it.
Right. Sometimes people have their reposts public. And so anybody can go see what you've reposted on TikTok.
Got it.
And then you saw a video.
There was a video of allegedly some anime that was created by his team because he liked to incorporate anime into his shows and his music in general. And the anime is of him in anime form, basically like slicing a woman up.
Jeez.
Like, yeah.
What is going on?
He has some sort of claws and. Just, we put it up, JV Morning Show.
If you want to go check out that video. There was also another video going around. I told you how he has a song titled Romantic Homicide. Mm-hmm. And he dropped the video on his YouTube on the victim's birthday, September 7th, a few years back. There was another video that resurfaced as he's talking about, like, the inspiration behind this song.
I didn't kill her physically, but in the back of my mind, she died. And I didn't even cry, not a single tear. I killed you. So it's not like the thought of her is gone by itself was something that she did. It was something that I decided to do. And I killed her in the back of my mind. It's really more of a figurative I killed you, especially in the back of my mind. I try to stress that in the back of my mind. So I say it so loud. In the back of my mind, you died. In the back of my mind, I killed you.
He was like really emphasizing, yeah, like, in my mind, not physically, yeah. In my mind.
If I did it, which I did.
It was in my brain.
If I did it, this is how I would.
Isn't
this
it weird?
This is super weird. As far as you know, like you mentioned, his show's still on at the Warfield.
Yeah.
For tomorrow night.
Tonight.
I'm sorry. Do we have anybody listening that's planning on going to the show? I kind of doubt it, but I just want to know. And I want to know if they are. Leave us a talk back or call us, or however, because I'm fascinated by this. Are you still, if you are a fan of his, and like, look, we didn't have much exposure to him as an artist prior to this incident, so we don't really know his music. But clearly people do, because he's been touring. And are you still... All this stuff is coming out, and clearly it's all pointing towards him having done this.
I
mean, you're guilty and you're innocent until proven guilty. But are you still planning on going to the show? Like, oh, no, I still like his music. Or, yeah, I was going to go to the show, but not after I learned all this stuff. Like, that to me is interesting.
If you are going or maybe you bought tickets, let us know how you're feeling about this. Yes, Jess?
Is there any world where he could have been set up?
Well, yeah, I mean,
yes.
Again, you're innocent until proven guilty.
And yes. Like,
look, the case against him not looking great for him right now, but there are other scenarios out there that are within the realm of possibility.
Couple more things just to put a wrap on this. Interscope, who he's signed to, Interscope Records, they pulled all promo from his tour and music as this is going on. Also, I have more info about the search that happened inside his home I told you about yesterday. Mm-hmm. So law enforcement went in there. It was a 12-hour long search. I told you they walked away with like computers and like other bags of evidence. They were now we're knowing they were actually looking for blood. I guess, you know, the possibility of her having been killed in that home is pretty likely. So they went in there with like the luminol and stuff, trying to find any traces of blood. They were looking in sink drains and just like everywhere you could possibly think of. We don't know if they actually found something yet, but that's what they were really searching for.
Oh my gosh.
All right. It's a lot. I know.
If you're going to the show tonight, we have to talk back. We'd like to know what's going on.
Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Steph Curry alert, you guys. You want to meet Steph Curry?
Yes.
He's going to be hosting an event this weekend in Walnut Creek. If you want to meet him, he's promoting his Gentleman's Cut Bourbon. So he's going to be signing bottles of it on Saturday. That's tomorrow at the BevMo on North Main Street from 3 to 5 p.m. You have to be 21 years or older to be able to get in. And you can probably expect a pretty massive line. The other events he has done like this to promote this bourbon line, these people have been lining up very, very early just to get a chance to meet him. So, again, signing is going to be tomorrow at the BevMo, North Main Street, 3 to 5 p.m., 21 and older.
I'm going to start camping out tonight.
I bet there, I mean.
There's probably somebody there right now.
Yeah. There might be, if not in the wee hours of tomorrow morning, I bet you people will start.
Guaranteed.
Lining up for that one.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep, we were just talking about David, you know, the singer with the body and his, the trunk of his Tesla. Things not looking good for that guy. But kind of crazy that he is supposed to be performing tonight here at the Warfield in the city. We were wondering, is anybody listening going to the show? Leave us a talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. My niece and I have tickets to the David Show for tonight, but I don't know if we're going to go. I think we might, though. But we'll see if he cancels it or not. But I definitely do have tickets for me and my niece to go. And she's only 17. So we may not end up going.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I have a feeling it's going to get canceled, right?
Me too.
Yeah.
Because he canceled his prior concert.
He canceled a show in Seattle the day that the victim was identified.
I think he was supposed to have a concert in Seattle last night, right? I read the 18th.
Maybe it was that one. I'm not sure.
So if he was supposed to have a show last night, that didn't happen. Do you think he's going to have a show tonight?
I don't think so. Especially with all of the information that's coming out.
It probably will get canceled, but I'm just saying as of now, I'm on Warfield's website. I can purchase tickets to the show.
Also, like, why would you want to go and... Again, we don't know if he is guilty in this, but do you want to even go and support someone that is so closely associated with this
now?
I need to see how this plays out before I would buy a ticket.
Right. All right. Back to What the Bleep, or let's kick off with the bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Yep. I didn't realize how good I was with my hands until my fiance said he really liked the I gave him.
Whoa.
I got some skills. I got some skills, you guys.
A couple techniques that are pretty good. But everybody could probably use a few pointers. All right,
the internet will teach you anything these days.
Oh, all right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then hop on the iHeartRadio app. You got to be streaming Wild 94.9 to leave a talkback if you've never done one before, but it is super easy. You just hit the red microphone button, record a message. Make sure you leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep
Jess,
those guesses
you
PG.
Sicko?
Yeah, you're gross, Jess.
You're so gross.
It's clean.
All right, get those guesses in now, like Graham said, because we are going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Happy Friday!
Woo-hoo! Yeah, buddy!
All right, this is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you this JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I didn't realize how good I was with my hands until my fiance said he really liked the I gave him.
You know, what can I say?
Use those hands to pat yourself on the back, I guess.
Wash them first, though.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to your guesses.
Hey, JV Shows, Noelle from B Point, and I think the bleeped out word is massage. Have a nice day.
A massage.
That's far and away the most popular guest this morning. I thought a lot of people would be on that guess. That is not it.
I do massage him, though. He gets lucky because I actually will do a proper massage on him.
Proper massage. Tell me more about what that entails.
Well, you know, full body, whatever.
Oh, but, really?
Sometimes. But when it comes to me and I'm like, hey, my shoulders are kind of hurting, massage, please. He's like, oh, I'm not really good at it. And then he will try to massage me for like 3 seconds.
And then stop.
And just purposely be bad at it so that you don't want another one. Yeah, the massaging's a one-way street in my house. It's I don't ever get the massage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. No. But you massage her full body?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I give her a proper massage, as Justin said. Wink.
All right.
You guys are gross.
Back to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sarah from Elsa Bronte. And I think the bleeped out word is cake. Have a great day.
Give him this cake.
Give him some cake by the ocean. You much of a baker, Jess?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, no.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. It's Melissa from San Jose. And I think the bleeped out word is painting. Thanks. Have a great day.
Oh, you are a painter.
That's a great guess.
Not painting.
That is a great guess, though, because I have given him a few things I've painted.
And he's like, these are great. Them? I love them.
Yeah, what do you do with them?
I don't know where they're at now.
Wow. In the trash, probably.
He doesn't even hang them up on his wall?
Well, I've never given him actually something to hang up. They're usually like, I don't know how to describe it. It's usually paintings on items that have to be put on a table.
I'm locked.
Like, I painted on a football. He's not going to hang a football up.
Maybe put it in the shadow box?
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
If he was really proud of it, of course.
But he's not, though, obviously. All right. Continue to get those guesses in, whatever you think today's bleeped out word is. We are going to play more of your talk backs coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday. We are playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If you can do that, we're going to send you a JV Show chug mug. So here is today's clip in case you missed it.
I didn't realize how good I was with my hands until my fiance said he really liked the I gave him.
Careful. This is a family show.
Yes, it is. And that's why your guesses have to be clean, people.
Sickos.
Let's go to the talk back, see if anybody got it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marcy from Brentwood. My guess for today's bleeped out word is sculpture. Have a great Friday.
Ooh, a sculpture. You making sculptures?
Yeah.
I actually did make him a tiny little sculpture once of his dog after it passed away.
Really?
Oh, it was so cute.
What'd you make it out of?
Clay that I bought at Michael's.
Oh.
Did it look like the dog?
It looked like the dog.
The tackiest gift of all time.
Wait, I need to see this.
It was actually super cute. I don't know if I have a picture.
I mean, RIP to the dog. That part's really sad, but then you just totally
out of it. Just
desecrate his death by making a crude mockery of him out of clay.
So you would have...
Throwing it away,
unless it looks exactly like the dog and it's actually good, but I mean, that's really hard to do.
That is really hard to do.
Let me find a picture.
I gotta see a picture of this.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is the gesture very, very sweet. Yes. I don't want people to think we're ripping you about that, but like Selena said,
just the quality of the thing.
It's gotta be good. It's gotta be good.
Well, from what I remember, it was good at the time.
We need to see it. Find a picture.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Remar from Oakland, and I think today's bleeped out word is shave. All right, guys, have a good Friday. Bye.
Wait, after you, like, shaved him?
You ever shaved your man?
No. No, thank you. He can do that himself.
I've always wanted to get a shave.
What?
Not down, not there, you sickos, but, like, when you go to, like, old school barbershops, they give you a hot shave. Like, they shave your face with, like, a straight blade, and they put the hot towel around your face. It looks very relaxing. Plus, they're, like, really good at it, you know?
That sounds nice.
So, yeah, they don't do that where you go?
No. Oh. That's not an offering. It's not as common as it. I mean, back in the day, it used to be like, you know, we're talking about way back in the day. It used to be a very common thing. You'd go to the barbershop and get your hair cut and like get a hot towel shave or whatever they call it.
But yeah,
there's places that still. Yeah, there's places that still do it. But I've never done it. It seems nice.
Maybe I'll go with you and get rid of some of my 5 o'clock shadow.
Rid of some of your stubble.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jackie from Castro Valley, and my guest for the word of the day starts with a P. Graham, get your head out of the gutter. It's not the one that's inside of you. It's pasta, baby. Okay, have a good day. Bye.
Pasta. A couple people guessed that today, like a handmade pasta. Something like that.
I've never done a handmade pasta.
Yeah, I'm more of a boxed pasta kind of person.
Yeah, isn't like, everybody?
Yeah.
So much easier. Add to boiling water.
Hello, JV Show. This is Jake in Foster City. I'm the honest. I'm really confused on this one. But I'm going to go with pottery. Happy Friday.
Pottery.
Pottery. That's the one. Sorry, let me get my official ding.
All right, that's it. So here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I didn't realize how good I was with my hands until my fiance said he really liked the pottery I gave him.
Yeah, you took those classes, but I can't imagine.
Yeah, you did take a pottery class.
You were kind of a novice at it. Did he just say that he liked it, or did it turn out good?
He was very impressed because this was my first time ever trying pottery. And if you have ever tried any sort of either hand building or being on an actual wheel, you'd be surprised how hard
it looks. Hard.
Yeah. Your man would be a good dad because you have to, anytime your kids bring home anything they made, you have to be like, oh my God, wow.
You
and that's
did
not
this?
Easy to make out of macaroni and glue.
I know.
Like, that's really hard. Wow. I'm so impressed. Yeah.
He does that about all my projects.
I'm telling you, he'd be a good dad. He'd be a good dad. My God. All right. Let's give some shout outs, shall we? First, Jake in Foster City.
Jake,
what's up, Jake? What's up?
Chug
mug coming your way to start. That's a great way to start the weekend. Winning a chug mug.
Yes, it is.
Jake's and me walk around all proud today, just strutting through Foster City. Like, look at me, people. Well, he won't actually have the chug mug yet, but, you know, he'll still be beaming with pride. All right, a few other people came with the correct answer this morning, so let's shout them out as well, but they weren't as fast as Jake. Joanna Manteca had it. So did our buddy Edgar without the haircut. Mary and San Bruno had it. What's up, Mary? What's up?
Hope
you had a great weekend. Jessica and Panola had it, and so did Thomas in San Francisco. What's up, Thomas? What's up? Have a good weekend. Go Niners. Couple noteworthy guests. Nah, we'd really not talk. Ain't nobody
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for playing. We are going to do it again Monday morning here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to today's hottest trending, trending. The Yup Nope game. Sorry, my mind. I have a case of the Mondays on a Friday. Please excuse
me. Come on, get some Friday vibes going.
I know. I apologize. But before we get to our game.
Hey, it's Matthew from San Jose. We bought tickets to this David Guy's concert months ago for my daughter. She's only 14. But I don't want to take her anymore because we don't want to support this kind of stuff. So hopefully they cancel it so we could get our money back, because we tried already and they said if it's not canceled, we can't get our money back. So, but either way, we're not going.
As you should not go. But we did just get news maybe like 20 minutes ago that the show is
breaking
canceled.
Breaking news.
Yeah, the David Show at the Warfield tonight. And then he had another show in LA tomorrow night. Both canceled.
Yeah, as they should be.
Yeah, so that ain't happening. All right, people. Now it's time for the Yup Nope game to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is B. Well, Bashardo, but you call me B for short.
Hi, B. How's it going? Happy Friday.
Hi, happy Friday. I'm so excited for this. We've been trying to call for the longest time.
Well, you got on. Now you just have to win.
Oh, that's the tricky part.
I hope you're good at trivia. It's the JV Show's Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. If you get three correct, you'll get tickets to the Jonas Brothers.
Nice.
B, you got this. You got this.
Yes.
Here's question number one. What U.S. city used the slogan, "What happens here stays here"?
You know this.
Oh, come on.
Las Vegas?
Yep. Yes. Oh, my God. I was so nervous.
Their original slogan, and then they changed it to "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." They updated, include the city name. All right, question number two. What pro sports league competes to try to ultimately win the Larry O'Brien Trophy?
NBA?
Yep.
Sorry.
Someone said it.
I heard somebody say NBA there. That is the correct answer.
Who was that?
That was my son, Axel.
Nice job, Axel. NBA, correct answer.
All right, here's question number three. Fontina, Colby, and Barada are all different types of what?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, Fontina, Colby, and Barada, they're all different types of what?
Why
Axel, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to need you to zip it.
I don't think that's Axel.
Oh, sorry.
It sounds like Elmo.
It sounds so cute. B, do you know the answer?
Sorry, I couldn't really understand it. Could you repeat it?
Is there a limit on how many times we can repeat a question?
This is the limit.
This is the last time.
One more time.
Here we go, B. I'll cut the music for you. Fontina, Colby, and Barada. They're all different types of what?
Oh,
what? What'd you say? Graham, be quiet. What did you say? Now I'm asking her to repeat it.
Eggs. Is it bread?
Oh, bread. Oh, good guess. It's cheese.
Cheese is what you're looking for there. All right. Hey, it's all coming down to this. Question, everyone, listen closely in this car. Listen very closely. Question number four. You guys need this one to win the game. What's the name of the yo-yo trick where the yo-yo is rolling across the ground next to the person while they are still holding the string?
I'll walk the dog?
Yep.
Yeah!
That's the one.
You guys just won two tickets to see the Jonas Brothers next week, September 25th at Chase Center. Oh, you guys had me a little nervous. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, but you guys did it. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Hang on for that winning and have a great weekend. All right, we got a lot of birthdays.
Yep. Good morning, JV Show. This is Sadie Seth from Water Creek. Happy Friday, everybody. I like to give a shout out to my sister-in-law, my best friend, Brittany. I love you so much. Happy birthday. We're going to turn up in the city tomorrow, be some fake tourist or whatever. Real quick.
Who gives a fart? Yes, happy birthday. All right, I got a bunch of DMs here. We got to get through them quick. Hey, guys, can you say happy 22nd birthday to Uncle Roy, the 6th to our 7? Clock it.
Oh, my God.
We're so thankful for Raymond bringing you into our lives. We hope you have a great 22nd birthday. Stay swaggy. No cap. Peace, love, and positivity. Thank you for being the best uncle ever. Have fun this Sunday with Auntie Allison at the Niner game watching some birds get cooked. Ooh. Hell yeah, bro. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, Dad, sliding into your DMs. My daughter Addison's turning 9 today. She'd be thrilled to hear her name on the radio. Happy birthday, Addison. It's so amazing how quickly you've grown into an intelligent, funny, and sweet young lady. Hope you have a wonderful day. We love you. That's from Dad Eddie and Jackson.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, my daughter Induja turned 11 yesterday. I hope I didn't butcher that. She's a huge fan of your show. Please give her a birthday shout out and say, you're the sunshine and we love you. You are the sunshine and we love you so much. That's from Dad, Mom, Jan, and Maddie. Thank you so much. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, Mom, sliding your DMs. We're currently on our way to move my daughter Alyssa into her dorm at UC Santa Cruz. Go Banana Slugs! We're so incredibly proud of all the hard work and dedication. We're so excited for her to embark on this next chapter of her life. We love you so much, Alyssa. You got this. Or maybe she'll flunk out. We don't know.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can you please wish our daughter... It's a real possibility. Hey, Graham, can you please wish our daughter Rohana a happy 6th birthday? Her birthday's tomorrow. She's been asking for a radio birthday shout out since her sister got one 3 months ago. Happy birthday, Rohana. We hope you have a great time at your doggy themed birthday party tomorrow. You are strong, beautiful, and kind. We love
that's
you so much.
So cute.
Mama, Papa, Rubani, Didi, that's older sister. Thank you. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Please give a shout out to my daughter Maddie, who's turning 9 this Sunday. Maddie, we love you, baby girl. Stay fearless and just know that we are here for you. Infinity. Love Mom, Dad, Akuya, Jaden, and 8. Audrey.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can I please get an early birthday shout out? My birthday's on Sunday and you won't be there, and I really appreciate you and everything you do. Love you, especially Cheaty. So since it's my early birthday, I think you guys should chug something good today. And that's from our buddy Elena. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Early birthday, Elena.
Yes.
Hi, Graham. Wasn't going to reach out this year, but the boys have been listening every day and I think wondering where is their birthday shout out? LOL. So here it is. Short and sweet. Happy birthday to Angelo and Isaac. 6'7".
Oh my God.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. Can you please wish my daughter Diana Chiquita Banana happy 13th birthday for me. Her birthday's tomorrow. Can't believe she's an actual teenager. Me, Damien, and Oreo, our cat, love her so much and are so proud of the little volleyball and trumpet playing Skibbity Rizzler she is, and I hope she has so much fun at Great America tomorrow. 6'7".
Who gives a fart?
People are they writing it. I'm reading it. Good morning, Graham. Just want to tell my son Anthony to have a great day and a great game tomorrow. Go Major Reds from Fremont! Woo! And this is Martha from Newark. Hope everyone has a blessed weekend. Yes, go Reds.
Who gives a fart?
All right, coming up inside today's Hottest Trending.
One more thing. 6'7".
Oh, my God. Coming up inside today's Hottest Trending, there is a name that is being thrown out that has supposedly already been talked to perform at the halftime show.
6'7"?
No, not 6'7". Oh. I want to know how you guys feel about this performer, though. Okay. I don't know about it.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, there's a new name being thrown out for the Super Bowl halftime show. I want to know what you guys think. the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell recently responded to the rumors that it could be Taylor Swift, and he said maybe. He said maybe. Well, supposedly this name I'm about to say has already been approached about the gig. Is she down to do it? Has she been in actual talks? That I do not know. Mm-hmm. But I just want to know what you think about this possibility.
Okay.
Adele.
Oh. Listen, I love Adele.
Let me just get my...
I love Adele, but for like a Vegas residency that she has had.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I'm ready, dimly, like turn down.
Dimly lit. Yeah. Small venue.
I need a nap. I want to relax.
Where I'm trying to, you know, woo a young lady that I'm dating or something. You know, like.
Yeah. That's the vibe I get from her.
Halftime show? Yeah. Like, yeah. Who, ooh. Like, how do you get the crowd hyped up? And then, like, who are the other? Who are the other people that come out and drew, like the cameos, you know, that like come out like look, Bruno Mars fires out on some roller skates.
I am
and
not
he's like,
here
hello.
For this.
And then like other people, Lady Gaga comes out. Hello. Actually, this would be pretty good.
Yeah. No, I mean, if your team is starting to lose, that's just going to be so depressing, like hearing that.
I know.
Wait, has Lady Gaga done a halftime show?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, of course she has.
Okay. Duh, it's not Gaga. Yes. Duh.
And then Katy Perry comes out another entrance and she's like, hello.
Oh my God.
And then Beyonce comes out another corner and she's like, hello. This is good. You guys, this can be huge.
We're not doing this. I'm not here for it. I'm going to vote no. Okay, I know our votes don't matter in this case. But nah, don't like it. All right. Remember when I told you Kanye West was coming out with the documentary that was going to be in theaters?
Yep.
That documentary is now out in theaters, everybody. It dropped like last night. Those were like the early screenings of it, but you can go check this out this weekend. I mean, if it's playing at a theater near you, but a lot of the big chains are carrying this. It's called In Whose Name. There are appearances by Gaga, Drake, LeBron James, Chris Rock, Diddy, Rihanna, Bieber, and they all like sit with chat. They all sit and chat with Kanye. Pharrell Williams is in there giving him some advice. Charlie Kirk makes an appearance. Elon Musk makes an appearance. We also see him and Kim's marriage starting to crumble, like in 2018, as they start to get into it. There's also one clip that I did see online. He is talking to Kris Jenner in his kitchen, and he says, I'd rather be dead than be on medication.
I'd rather be dead than to be on medication. No one from the family has taken any responsibility for my hospital visit, but if we want to go on mine, that's 50% of what people say, at least, or maybe, you know, am I lying?
It doesn't matter.
Am I lying? It do matter! It doesn't matter! It doesn't matter!
What are you wrong? You just said, you know,
I haven't finished the sentence.
It does matter!
He is screaming in her face. This is his mother-in-law screaming in her face.
I couldn't even
imagine.
The way
my jaw dropped when I saw this, I was like, excuse me?
I just couldn't imagine being living in a life like that where people are screaming at you every day and ranting.
My God.
Just like the stress level that your body must be operating under at all times.
I know.
That's miserable.
I saw the comments went one of two ways. A lot of people were like, man, if I was Kris Jenner, I would have had my man knock his head off for talking to me like that. Yeah. That was one side. The other side was like, wow, Kris Jenner handled the situation perfectly.
It doesn't matter what the internet says. It matters what we think. Yay.
So what do you think? Did you have an effect on my mental health?
Yes. 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 I'm saying yes. And I love you.
Because she responded calmly with empathy and with love.
Even called him yay in there, which I refuse to do.
I know, me too.
Keep changing your name. You know, like, I'm going to call you Kanye.
But that documentary, In Whose Name, it's in theaters now. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Mark Zuckerberg unveiled Meta's next generation Meta Ray-Ban glasses this week at the company's annual conference.
I saw that!
And oh no, it didn't go well. His presentation began with a point of view demonstration showing Zucky put on the glasses. He fired up his walk-in music and then walked from the trailer to the stage, and everyone's thinking like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. But shortly after that, that's when the trouble started. Zuckerberg tossed to a live video demonstration from internet chef Jack Mancuso. And during that, a chef puts the glasses on and he has some ingredients out in front of him. And he's asking Meta to start live AI and help him make a Korean-inspired steak sauce for his sandwich. So he's got the ingredients out there, and basically the AI in the glasses can see what you got. And it's like, okay, here's how you're going to make the thing. That's how the demonstration was supposed to go. And initially it did. It said, oh, the glasses say, I love the setup you have with the soy sauce and the other ingredients. How can I help? And then the chef says, what do I do first? And that's where the AI is supposed to jump in and say, like, you know, get a bowl out, do this. But then AI says, you already combined the base ingredients. So great. Now grate a pear and gently combine it with the base sauce. And the chef looks a little confused, like, that's not the first step. I haven't combined anything. All the ingredients are just sitting here. So he asks it again, what do I do first? And it again gave a very similar response, that you've already combined the ingredients. And then the chef very awkwardly said, I think the Wi-Fi might be messed up. Sorry. Back to you, Mark. And he threw it back to Zuckerberg, who also looked puzzled about what just happened. He said, I don't know what happened. Unfortunately for him, that's not where the trouble stopped. Oh, later in the demonstration, Zucky tried to use his glasses paired with his wristband, Meta wristband or whatever, to make a call, like a live video call with another one of the business executives at the company. And that call unable to connect and work. And again, Zucky's like, oh, that's too bad. I don't know what happened. These new Meta Ray-Ban display glasses are priced at $799. I think they hit the market September 30th. They have double the battery life, 3K video capabilities, and double the resolution of the previous model. These are the ones you got your man, the earlier version of these, Selena? And then you left them in a car?
Yeah, I had to buy him another pair because I lost
one. Oh, so he does have anyway.
Yeah, he has the ones that are out now, the Meta Ray-Bans, but it doesn't have all this AI stuff. It's just to, like, record video. I think you can go live on them.
Does he like them?
On Facebook. He doesn't use them a lot, but when he does, for, like, when recording content, they do come in handy because it's hands-free.
Have you used them before? Cool. Or no?
Not for, like, camera purposes, just to record. No, not like that! Have we? Actually, probably.
Whoa, wait a second.
I don't know.
That's in the closet.
No, that's that was a yes.
I said, I don't know. I don't remember.
No, you said probably. Remember. And that's a yes. And you're bright red right now.
It sounds like something we would do, but I don't know.
And I don't remember is not a no.
Oh, my God. That video is in the cloud somewhere.
No, you know what? Meta probably has their own system.
They have a live feed of everything that's happening in every pair of Meta Ray-Bans.
We're moving on. We're so
some
late.
Engineers
we have Cardi B. That video is in the black market right now.
Cardi B takes us all the way.
That's Selena from the JV Show.
Bye. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm TD.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alex from Nebraska, home of the three-time undisputed champ, Terrence Crawford. I just want to give myself a birthday shout out. It's tomorrow, turning 27. Holy schmoly, I'm getting old. But I've been listening to you guys since I was 13 years old. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And one more thing, go Huskers, baby!
Yeah, go Huskers! And happy birthday tomorrow. Hope you have a great day.
Happy
JV Show number one in Nebraska.
Who gives a fart?
Thank you so much. Chidi, would you consider dating someone from Nebraska?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Chidi just thinks anybody but the Bay. Or anywhere but the Bay.
Yeah, she said, go back and podcast this morning's show. At the start of the show, she said, Bay Area guys, bland, boring, all the same. Right?
That's not a pretty accurate. Not looks-wise.
I think they're fine. But
just everything else about you.
But bland and boring and all the same.
Going back to the Meta things that we were talking about.
The Meta Ray-Ban.
Yeah, and you said it was just a dumpster fire yesterday as Zucky was like debuting this new product and all of its features. If he could get it to actually work, I think it's kind of cool. Like, because I did see little clips here and there, and you mentioned like the wristband he has.
Mm-hmm.
So the way the wristband works, it's like a neuro band or something, and it like detects your brainwaves, so you can like signal with your hand, do whatever little motions, and that's how you work the glasses. So you can like discreetly like have your hand like under your desk or whatever, and you're like moving your finger
and
one
you're,
way.
Like, double clicking on some links that only you can see.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Basically.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's like it's only cool.
Isn't that kind of cool?
It's only cool if it's not being used for creepy stuff. Like if creepy people are finding them and then recording.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what the majority of the usage will be, the creepy stuff.
Dang it.
That is a good point.
The other cool feature, or very helpful feature, is that the AI can be used to transcribe any conversation that you're having. So people that are maybe hearing impaired can be reading text of the conversation, and or it could be translating from another language or whatever. You know, stuff like that has a very useful application in my mind. But
I wonder if it saves those conversations, because like, let's say somebody tells you something and they like, quote, air quotes here, forget, like, you said on this date at this time that you were going to do this thing for me, and here's the recording.
It's like having a court reporter's transcript of every single thing you said.
Cool.
Wouldn't that be cool? That'd help out a lot of marriage fights for sure.
Yes!
Be like, no, hold my beer. I remember
or
when you said
cause
that.
A lot of breakups.
Well, yeah, more likely that.
That's a good point.
I have a very important for Jess. Possibly cheaty. What the hell is Love Island Games? Have you heard about this?
No.
Graham, we all know what Love Island is right now.
So Love Island Games is basically kind of like a spinoff off of Love Island. Still same host, Ariana, but it's kind of like the rejects of the Love Island seasons.
Do people care about this? Because I keep seeing a lot about it, but like...
Some people do. So all these contestants have been on previous seasons of the actual Love Island show. So they're kind of getting like a second chance of actually finding their quote love. But we all know they're in it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's still a cash prize in this one as well.
And is the games like they're actually doing like games?
Challenges.
Like,
and
challenges,
stuff.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people.
This sounds original.
Right.
Yeah. It's not. Finding love. And then competing, like they
that makes it more original.
I really don't. For me, there is no interest in Love Island Games.
I think there's a lot of interest this season, just because I know one of the contestants is like very messy. So I've been seeing a lot of people talk about him.
Mm. Is it Chris? No.
No, it's Tyreek.
I'm a mommy.
Is she going to be there?
She's not there.
I don't think she needs it anymore.
No,
she's with endorsement deals and everything.
Blown up millions of followers on. On every platform, yeah.
Yeah, she got like a gig with NFL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a mommy.
What the heck? That's all Graham cares about is that she's a mommy.
She's the mommy. Like to a real human? Or to like a dog?
How does one even watch Love Island Games? Not that I ever will. Are these like 2-hour long episodes like the other Love Island?
Probably.
I think they are pretty long.
I literally got through 1.5 episodes that last season. I couldn't do it.
Honestly, the Love Island season, this latest one, I really enjoyed it. There was a lot of drama. So I'm looking forward to the next one.
But the games, because this is what's on now. It just premiered.
It's
on
Peacock.
Yeah,
but...
it's on Peacock, yeah.
And is it like an everyday episode type of thing?
Oh, that one? I'm not too sure. So right now it looks like there's 20?
20 episodes?
That might be total with season one and season two. So actually, just kidding.
Just say you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we can move
on. It's because I was Googling in the time that you were saying that. So there's one episode, it aired September 16th for season two.
I'm lost already. Yeah, let's just pretend I ever asked that question.
That reason,
please.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Alex from Nebraska once again. I heard the cheaty wouldn't mind dating a guy from Nebraska. Just want to let her know that I am single. You could hit me up on Instagram. My username is Vegatron with two A's. And you could hit me up. All right, bye guys.
We're going to need you to spell that because I don't know what the heck you just said. Cheesy, are you interested?
Yeah, cheesy. Vegatron, I think it's V-E-G and he said double A, Vegatron.
Vegas.
Go look that up.
All right, we're gonna have to. We gotta do a little Instagram digging here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Kathy, you just won!
You just got two tickets to see Cardi B on February 27th at Chase Center. Congrats!
Awesome.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Also, Kathy, while you're on the line, we're going to have you play our Chug Wheel game along with us. So along with Cardi tickets, you are going to be getting a JV Show Chug Mug. Here's how this game works in case you're not familiar. We sent Jess out to the streets and she asked a random person 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one and we are going to stop down. And if you, Kathy, can guess what that person said correctly, you get a point. If you get up to 4 points, you win. That means we're going to have to draw names here in studio. One of us is going to be chugging off that chug wheel. Graham, what's on the wheel this week?
On this morning's chug wheel, we have Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. Yeah, bro. We have onion gravy. We have toilet tank water. That's water that's harvested from the upper tank of the toilet that I use the most. We have au jus sauce. We have cheese water. That's this week's featured item on the wheel. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day, of course. Oh, it is a hearty chicken noodle today because it's, you know, it's feeling like fall out there. And then we have a dealer's choice space. You land on that and you can pick any of those things that you would like to check.
Oh, my God. All right, Kathy, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, so let's find out who just talked to.
Hi, my name's Ollie, and I'm from Michigan.
Ollie from Michigan. Ollie. All right, here's question number one. Kathy, listen closely.
Do you believe in ghosts?
What do you think Ollie said? Does he believe in ghosts, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, you got a point off the bat. Good for you.
Quick point. All right, let's go to the next question.
Who would you be most excited to see at Coachella? Of the headliners, Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, or Karol G?
Kathy, what do you think Ollie said of the Coachella headliners? Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, or Karol G?
Justin Bieber.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay. Not mad at that, Kathy. That you still got a point. Let's go to the next question.
Have you ever had a sandwich on Dutch Crunch?
What do you think he said? Yes or no?
Ooh, if he's from Michigan, no.
No, I haven't.
Dang it!
Come on, you gotta have some Dutch Crunch. It's a Bay Area iconic. Good. I think it's Bay Area.
I've never had Dutch.
You've never had a Dutch Crunch bread before?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you guys haven't lived.
I know, apparently so I haven't. All right, Kathy, you still got, you got 2 points?
Just 2 points so far. Next question.
What's the best sauce for dipping chicken nuggets into?
What do you think he said?
Yeah.
Ranch.
Hot take, plain mayonnaise.
What? Ew. Nobody would have guessed that.
No. We were shocked when he said that because what?
That one, that must be some Michigan WPS. I don't know. Look, there are a lot of people out there that I have seen that dunk French fries into straight mayo.
Ew.
That is a thing. And look, all the delicious aiolis out there, turn it into an aioli. I love it. But that's just mayo mixed with some spices. So let's just call it what it is.
Okay, but that is delicious.
But it is better than plain mayo. Regular mayo. All right, next question.
How many points does Kathy
have? It's 2-2 currently.
All right.
Do you sleep with socks on?
Kathy, what do you think Ollie said? Sleep with socks.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no dude sleeping in socks, right?
I guess not.
All right, you got 3 points, Kathy. You only need one more.
One more.
Oh, God, this is not going well. Nope. Next question.
When you're eating a burrito, do you add hot sauce or salsa to every bite?
What do you think he said? Yes or no?
Yes.
Every bite, yeah.
All right.
That was quick.
Yeah. That was not good.
Do you guys do the same thing? Salsa or hot sauce?
Doesn't everybody, every single bite?
You have.
Yeah, everyone does that.
Definitely.
Salsas.
Oh, my God. All right, Kathy, well, congratulations. You got your chuggy muggy. Ooh. You got your party tickets. You won. You won it all. Hope you're happy. No, but have a good weekend.
So happy.
Thank you so much for playing. Have a good one, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on. All right, so Graham is going to be drawing the names. He has a little
I'm giving
sack.
It a shake. I'm
He's shaking
it
up.
Shake.
He's reaching in there.
Giving
oh, my God.
Shake.
Wait, without your hand in there.
Giving it a shake.
How's he going to grab the name?
Jess!
How's he going to grab
Jess? It is Jess.
Oh,
sweet,
God.
Sweet justice on the
throw
tug wheel.
Throw a flag
wheel.
On the field.
What are you talking about?
Graham was shaking it with his hand already in there, already
I was
holding.
Feeling around for the names.
Yeah, you. I do that. You swirl them up.
Paper.
I shook the thing.
I do that. You reach in there. Don't you guys like swirl them up? Inside?
I'm a little suspicious of Graham. Every time it's his turn.
What are you talking about, Selena? You saw me shake the names up in the sack. I reached in. Sorry, my hand was still in there as I was feeling around. That's how you feel around to find a little wadded up piece of paper
I do
in
the
there.
Same thing.
And I'm sorry,
pick
I found your name.
Fine. I'm still looking at this video.
And, all right, anyways, Jess's name was drawn. She's going to be spinning the chug wheel next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, cut the music.
Oh
cut God. The music.
Yeah, cut the crap. Let's get to the good stuff.
I'm not ready for this.
If you
guys.
Are just tuning in, Jess's name was drawn. The JV Show chug wheel. Our listener, Kathy, won the game. And now it is up to Jess to spin the JV Show chug wheel and find out what she will be chugging this morning on this morning's JV Show Chug Wheel. We have Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. That sounds pretty good. Safe space, if you ask me. Happy Friday. Get the buzz going. We have onion gravy. Selena brought that. I don't know what that's going to taste like. Probably not good. We have toilet tank water. That's water from the upper tank of my home toilet. That's the one that I use the most, Jess.
Ew.
And we have au jus sauce. We have cheese water. That's this week's featured item. That is like if you get a fresh mozzarella or burrata cheese. It's the water that ball of cheese comes floating around in.
Jess, how are you feeling about the items on the Chug Wheels? We were discussing this during that last song. I feel like there's been a lot worse.
Way worse.
Things.
I'm obviously going for the Mountain Dew Baja Blast. That would be like ideal situation.
Yeah, get the party started on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Second, the au jus, what is that? That doesn't sound that bad.
If you've ever had a French dip sandwich, it's kind of like, it is like a, it's almost like a very thin gravy.
Sounds salty.
And you dunk your sandwich into it. Everyone's looking puzzled as I'm mentioning a French dip. Yeah, you've never had a French dip sandwich
before? I know what it is. I've never had it.
Oh, they're so if you get a
I
good one,
au jus
so good.
Doesn't sound so bad. I have a feeling it's going to be the soup du jour because it always, for some reason.
It is. You had a lot of
soup du jour.
The soup of the day today is a hearty chicken noodle. And then
there's also
a dealer's choice space. If she lands on that, she gets to pick what she wants to chug. The wheel is in motion. Very dainty spin. It's already stopped on. Oh, man, it's teetering on the brink. But right now it is on onion gravy and the little, I don't know what you call that thing.
Oh my gosh.
Is on the edge of the Mountain Dew Baja Blast. She almost called her shot, but unfortunately, if a gust of wind came up, it would move over and get to there, but she is on
there's the worse things.
It was onion like a gravy. Hair away from it being the Mountain
Dew. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's close. It's so close. Whoa. It's so close. Oh, so close. But yes, she will be chugging some onion.
Dang it.
All right. Mix it up, some, and prepare the gravy. Jess is chugging next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi. Jess, how you feeling over there?
I'm scared because of Graham's reaction right now. That bad?
I got some onion gravy on my Selena. Come look at this, Selena. Come over here and look at this.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Oh, I gave it a good heart shake. I might need to give it one more shake.
Does it look like a protein shake?
No. How does it smell?
Oniony.
My breath is going to be so bad after this.
I had to chug turkey gravy a few weeks back. It was the worst thing I had ever chugged on this show.
Oh, God.
It has like a film on the top of it. Is that the best? It has a bubbly film on the top.
Well, you know how when you actually cook gravy on the stove, if you leave it sitting, like it does get that film on the top. It's kind of like that.
It gets a little gravy skin on the top. Well, this is ice cold water because we ain't got time to heat up some water to make real gravy.
Oh,
nor
my
would you want to chug hot gravy, so we make it ice cold here at the JV Show.
It tastes better, for sure.
All right, Jess, come grab this.
Oh, my God.
You'll be fine. Hopefully, you're not on a low-sodium diet, because I think this is pretty salty.
Ew, this looks disgusting.
It does not look good, you guys. I think the look is going to be worse than the taste. I take that back.
It looks like an ugly bath bomb.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it.
Probably tastes worse.
It's not good. Oh, it is like a very light tan color. Again, it's
whenever
got a
you're ready.
I'm not ready. Okay.
On the top. Okay. Jess is preparing.
I'm so nervous.
To chug.
Okay, we just got it. Don't think about it. Just go for it.
Yeah, like happy Friday. Okay. Ooh.
Ooh, she's going. Oh, her eyes. Oh,
no, she's back.
She stopped.
She's back up. All right, she's back to the chug. Oh, no. She's two sips in. She keeps pulling the cup away from her mouth. This is a chug, not a sip contest.
Oh.
Come on, keep chugging. Oh, no, this doesn't. Is there a trash can nearby? She may yak this
one. Oh, my God.
Come on, Jess, chug. You got this. It's just a little bit of onion gravy. Okay, I think she's about 3/4 of the way done. Oh, she keeps taking breaks, and the look on her face.
Also, the water is so cold, I'm getting a brain freeze.
Oh, she's just wincing in pain. Oh, and she's done. I think she has finished it.
Did you do it?
Are there any onions in there? Chunks? Oh, gosh, she's got a whole mouthful, and I can't tell.
Oh,
she's buckled over.
You have to swallow.
No, okay. No.
Okay,
she did it. And a brain freeze. Was the water that cold?
Yeah.
I'll remember that for next time. maybe use the room temp water on our...
That felt like it went on forever. I think I blacked out.
You did. It looked like...
Good thing we got it on video. You did some crazy things, Jess.
That burp later today is going to be one of the most ferocious burps.
I can't wait to kiss my fiancé.
That's disgusting. Okay. Well, good job, Jess.
Nice job. Chug Wheel Queen has been restored.
No, Selena, you can have that title.
I think I'm good.
All right.
We do have to get to today's Hottest Trending coming up next. So Cardi B, you know, she's pregnant. Her and Stefan Diggs having a baby. Well, there's just one little thing. There's another woman claiming to have just had a baby by Stefan Diggs as well. So we're going to get into that coming up in Trending.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, how you feeling on a scale of 1 to 5?
I'm feeling very stinky right now because my breath every
time
I speak.
Yeah, we can smell you from here.
It smells like onions. I think so far, so good. Although every time I try to burp, I just feel like it's going to come right back up.
Don't try to burp. Never trust a burp after chugging an entire mug full of onion gravy.
Watch out, because it might just projectile it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so James. Ew, Grandma, I literally hate when you play that. So
that was not me. That was Jess. That.
All right, so we got to talk about Cardi. By the way, big day for her. Her new album, Am I the Drama, is out now. Chidi, you mentioned that you listened to it on the way in this morning. Yeah. What did you think?
It's actually pretty good. She talks a lot about, you know, Offset, and she calls out people's names that she disses.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I gotta look into that. Also, this week she announced that she is expecting a little baby with Stefan Diggs. She is preggo. Well, here's the issue. There's another woman. Her name is Eileen Lopera or something like that. She's an influencer. She had a baby last year, and the father is supposedly Stefan Diggs. So now they're going back to court because he is doubting that he's the dad, and so they're ordering like a paternity type of situation, and we don't know if they've taken those DNA tests yet or not, but that is something that is ongoing. Now, I did do the math, and according to my calculations, when this baby was born, which was in April, May. That would have been right when Cardi and Stefan got together.
Okay.
The baby was born in May, and they got together June, July, I think, is like the first rumored sighting.
Got it. And?
So, and there's even video of him like leaving the hospital holding a baby carrier.
No way.
So,
what, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do you need to ask for paternity test?
Because
you're carrying the baby out the door.
Because he doesn't know if it's the baby's actually his. Maybe he was there in the present, but now he's like having his doubts. I don't know, but they've ordered up some tests.
I ain't carrying the baby out the door at the hospital, loading them in the little car seat of any wine.
This would
I want to know.
The thing what I want to know is did Cardi already know about this? That's what I want to know.
I think she has to.
You think she would have known already? I hope so, because she did not need that type of stress.
I feel you have to say something. Like, right before I picked you up for our first date, I was at the hospital earlier
just
today.
Just had a baby.
Funny story.
FYI.
Funny story about that.
Yeah.
And then you get it out there, but I don't know if you want to lead with that.
Right.
I mean, he has history, so.
Yeah. And I mean, she looks happy, so I'm happy for her, but I'm scared for her. For the future.
Mm-hmm. I am too. I think we're all a little nervous on that front. Hey, really quick, Justin Baldoni gearing up for this trial against Blake Lively. You know, it doesn't happen until March, but he just added another attorney to his team, a criminal defense attorney, like Alexandra Shapiro. She has defended Diddy.
I was going to say, I recognize that name.
Yep. Also, she's worked for Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of FTX.
Whoa.
So she's defended him as well. Now, Justin Baldoni. There's your update. All right, Graham, what do you have?
Will he or won't he play? That's what 49er fans want to know about quarterback Brock Purdy leading up to this Sunday's home opener against the Arizona Cardinals at Levi's Stadium. Purdy sat out the Niners' Week 2 win last weekend in New Orleans against the Saints. Backup Mac Jones did a really good job in that game filling in for him, leading the Niners to a win. Purdy injured his shoulder and toe in the team's Week 1 win in Seattle. Well, here's what we know as of right now, and unfortunately the picture still seems pretty cloudy because Purdy sounds like he's going to be a game-time decision. Purdy returned to practice in limited capacity on Wednesday and limited participant again yesterday. And afterwards, he said, quote, "We've just got to see come game time how I feel. I want to play every game. I want to be out there. You only get 17 regular season games, and every game matters, especially a divisional game against the Cardinals. If you ask me, I'd love to, but I'm trying to be smart with my body here. You never know. We'll see when the game comes." I'm going to interpret that as he really wants to play, but the smart thing to do, probably not play and sit out at least one more week. So my guess is that he won't be on the field, but I think Purdy feels like he has a lot to prove this season, and he does. I mean, the guy's a competitor. He wants to be out there to play, but he's got to be smart about it and not get more of aggravate things to a more long-term injury. 1:25 kickoff on Sunday. I know Niner fans will be in the building and outside the building, I should say, well before that, getting ready for this one.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Because it is the home opener, first game at Levi's. And the Cardinals are also 2-0, like the Niners. So NFC West division implications on the line for this. But let's go, Niners!
Woo!
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
All right, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So all week, we have been taking your talkbacks for the Giants tickets that we have. We have a four-pack for their game coming up here on Tuesday. It is a City Connect Tuesday. Listen up if you happen to leave one of those talkbacks this week. This is the winning talkback.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. My name is Anna from Hayward. If I were to win the Giants tickets, I'd take my husband and kids to celebrate my birthday. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Congratulations.
There you go. Yes. Anna from Hayward, the stack this morning representing.
That's going to be so fun. That's a City Connect Tuesday. Yes. The Giants are taking on the Cardinals.
It's the last City Connect Tuesday, I believe.
Oh,
we're winding down.
That's
I think there's only nine games left in the regular season. Oh, check my math on that, but yeah,
time's flying by fast. Jess also said this morning only 15 Fridays until left.
Wow.
So Christmas time.
When you put it that way, it seems like it's going to be
I'm not ready. I'm still in summer mode. Hang on. Also, iHeart Festival, you know, it's going on this weekend in Vegas.
Good morning, guys. This is Nancy. In honor of iHeart Festival this weekend, I thought I would share with you guys. I went last year. I drove all the way to Vegas. Day two of the concert lineup, in the middle of Backstreet Boys, I had to leave. My stomach was killing me. Anyways, long story short, 3 hours later, I lost my appendix. Anyways, I'll just be streaming it this year, but thought I'd share. Love you guys.
Was it there?
Oh my God.
Do you think it was there later at the Lost and Found when she went back to it? Because she says she lost it, like she didn't know where it was.
Yeah, check the Lost and Founds. People lose a lot of things in Vegas.
Yeah, usually like cell phones and jewelry and stuff like that.
Lost cards.
But yeah, that could be lost too, but I guess, like, if you're, I just need to know, like, did
what
you ever find
story,
it and get it back?
Right? Right? Oh my God.
Dang.
Well, thank you for sharing. Let's go back to Chidi's tweets. You know, our girl Chidi, she tweets a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Go sports! That's the whole
That's
tweet.
That's it?
Well, yeah, because this is when I was in Ohio, and then there was, you know, going to the campus and just seeing, you know, people who play sports.
The athletes. You're like, I do like sports after all.
While you were out there, did Ohio State have a game, like a home game?
Yeah, they did.
Who were they playing?
Ohio something. Out of the other Ohio.
Got it.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. And was the atmosphere, I mean, that had to have been like the ultimate. I mean, that's one of the things I wish I had done is go to a college that had, I went to UC Santa Barbara with no football team, ooh, like a big football, you know, like that Saturday game day experience for like a college that has a big football program. That sounds fun.
It does. And I mean, when I was going through the campus, there was like red cups everywhere, alcohol.
Did it
everywhere.
Make you like miss that?
Did.
You know, because you didn't really have an experience like that either.
She's in college right now, Selena.
Online.
Do you guys have an online football team?
No.
Oh, I thought like if some geeks played Madden against each other.
I could go to the football games, but that's like driving.
It's like when you do go to a college and you see like all the frat houses. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh my God, it's just like the movies.
And there's just like a two-story beer bong hanging from like the balcony in the front.
That's my one regret in life is not college partying.
You ever done a two-story beer bong?
No.
Oh, I have.
I don't think I've done a regular beer bong.
What?
I'm scared. Yeah. I'm too scared.
Wait, around the room quickly. Nobody here has done a beer bong before?
I think I have once.
What do you mean you think you have? You either know you've done a beer bong or you haven't.
Because I know I tried it. I just didn't complete it because I...
See, that would be me. I've done a keg stand.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't done a beer bong, though.
I have not done a cake stand. Keg stand.
Right, yeah, well, I think we're going to have to get a keg of beer in here. So some of you can do a keg stand and some of you can do a beer bong. Wow.
I'm here for that.
You guys have a lot to learn here. I once beer bonged 5 beers at once. That was the most I've ever done.
Is wrong with you?
And I had to go lay under a blanket for a long time because I was
so
cold.
Yeah.
I was freezing. Lowered my core temperature down several degrees. That was before bowling class in college.
Bowling class.
I hit a bunch of strikes that night. was really good.
Were you all bloated?
Yeah, a little bit, but mostly drunk. That's like five beers at once. I'm back! OMG!
Oh.
Like back from Ohio? Or like, Chidi's back?
I think I'm back to the streets. Back on maybe Twitter? I'm doing a social media cleanse thing where I'm, you know, taking breaks. So I think it was one of those breaks where I'm back. After 10 hours.
Wow. That's right. You were social media cleansing and we made you get on Twitter. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I had to actually shut it off.
Yeah, not as many tweets this week, I'll be honest with you. We talked about that, and this is a good thing to get an update on, because we talked about it last week. You had an app that was restricting your social media usage to like 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there, and like that was it for the whole day.
Yeah.
What's the name of that app, and are you still using it?
Yes, I am still using it.
What's it called?
Opal, O-P-A-L.
Opal. And so how many minutes a day are you down to?
Okay, so guys, I started off with like 10 hours, right?
That's was when we checked Chidi's screen time originally. We all looked at our daily screen time, and Chidi was at 9 to 10 hours.
Yeah,
that
is crazy.
No, at 3 hours.
You're at 3 hours now. That's a big improvement.
That is. That's actually not bad. I think that's good.
Yeah. That's still too many.
It is, but from 10 to 3, like that was an adjustment.
That's a big jump. How did you do it?
How did you have 10 hours? Did you have withdrawals? Scrolling.
Oh.
I did have withdrawals, but I would like, but then I was like, wow, I have so much stuff that I need to do. So it's like stuff that I used to like push aside. Now I'm doing it.
And yesterday, your entire 3 hours, just David rabbit hole.
Yeah, literally.
Same.
That's what it was.
I don't blame you.
I saw a headline that the parents of that girl have spoken out, the family or something. Is anyone down that hole? I want to know what they said.
I did see that headline. I haven't looked into it.
Oh, come
it,
on. You guys are in David's hole. I need to know about it.
Yeah, I was looking at videos him and things that he's posted and reposted. But they did, I think they just issued a statement saying they're very devastated and heartbroken, things like that. The mom did say, because she talked to TMZ like days ago, and she did say that when she even heard that, you know, oh my God, guy named David, body in the car. Her daughter's been missing over a year, that she did have like fears right away that it could be her daughter.
Oh, I couldn't imagine having a missing kid.
I know. Yes, Jess.
Weird way to like bring something else up, but can I shout out everyone that was at the San Joaquin Valley College?
Sure.
Just really quick, because you guys, I finally met Amy and Marlo the Wonder
you
Dog.
You did?
Wonder Dog.
How wondrous is this Wonder Dog?
So cute. So cute. So calm. It was the best. So shout out to them for stopping by for their chug mugs. And Eugene, Natalia, and Celine, they were all the best. And obviously to SJVC, because their staff there is amazing.
Love that.
That's basically
it. Very cool.
All right. Sabrina Carpenter here with Man Child. It's Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's #1 hit music station.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.